It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
You know those people that you keep looking for, ubakhangele, you search them and they keep running and running and running. And then one day, one shushu day, Pastor Gwala is now that person. Namkhangela. Ah, today, Nimfumene, it's time for us to get into it. Mpepetwa. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon to the listeners, and good afternoon to you.
I don't know, Mfundisi, if you remember. What year was it when we spoke and I invited you to come through? Let's talk. What year was this? Was it 2-3 years ago, Mfundisi?
I think it's 3 years ago.
Yeah, long. Three. Yeah. But you're finally here, Mfundisi, on a different platform, but you're here nonetheless. Oh, Zumande, Kilane, Kondwana, Mpepetwa. I thank you very much, Mfundisi. I really appreciate you coming through to join us today. I really am looking forward to the insights you're going to be sharing with us on this topic. We're talking today about faith and mental health. Is there a relationship between the two, Mfundisi? Before we even get into our conversation, faith and mental health, is there a relationship between the two?
If you were to ask maybe a scientist or maybe a medical doctor, they would approach it differently, and they would not connect anything between faith and mental health.
Yeah.
But if you're asking me, who is a professional counselor, who is a pastor, I'm going to tell you that there is definitely connection between the two.
Yeah.
There's a relationship between faith, and there's a relationship that exists between faith as well as the mental health.
Yeah. So what is that relationship, Mfundisi?
The relationship, first of all, is that when God created us, He created us as a whole being.
Okay.
And as a whole being, you have faculties within your body, and those faculties would actually help us to navigate certain things.
Okay.
Therefore, mental health, it means your mind must be in a good position.
Yeah.
And when we talk about faith, remember, faith, in as much as we emphasize heart, a decision is not made by heart. Decision is made by mind.
Yeah.
And therefore, faith needs a decision. Therefore, faith also is traversed by mind, decisions that are made by your mind.
Okay.
Therefore, both of these, they need your mind. If your mind is not in the right place, you cannot have the right faith.
Yeah.
If you're right, if your faith is not in the right place,
there are
good chances that your mental health may deteriorate because your faith is not in a good place.
Yeah. And what about those who don't have faith, Mfundisi, who are agnostic, for example? What happens then if you're saying their mental health is at risk because they don't have faith? What about those who never did, who are agnostic, or who don't really know or care about faith? What happens there? What's their status quo?
Remember, when we talk about people who are not with God, who are not, who don't have faith, who are people who are denying that there is God, there is faith, and all that. Remember, there's one thing that is important with faith. Faith is acknowledging that there are things we cannot do that are beyond our control.
That's right.
If you are outside God, there is nothing that you are going to accept that is beyond your control. Mm. That's why it's easy when you go through things which you think are beyond your control to commit suicide. Because you don't have a buffer.
Okay.
The second thing that is also important when it comes to this, if you do not have faith in God, some of the diseases that might affect us, you sometimes even the medication that we use does not give the desired outcome.
Yes.
But when it comes to faith, there are things where when we really, really call upon God,
yeah,
and God still intervenes and performs a miracle.
Yeah.
Therefore, that miracle can only be attributed,
yeah,
to Him.
Yeah.
Therefore, there is faith, we fully agree. And there is mental health,
okay,
we fully agree.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. So how do individuals navigate the intersection of doubt, Mfundisi, because it happens with everyone, right? The existential questions that we sometimes have and mental health struggles within a religious context.
I like the question, how do we navigate this space? Remember, doubt is found in the house of faith.
Okay.
When I come to a point where I need God to intervene,
yeah,
and I see that time has lapsed,
okay,
and
okay,
God has not yet come through,
yeah,
that invokes doubt within me.
Yes.
Will He do it?
Indeed.
Will He not do it?
Indeed, yes.
And let me share quickly something that happened to me.
Okay.
Just quickly.
Not a problem.
I was in an area, Berkeley East.
Yeah.
In that area, we were conducting a crusade.
Okay.
Now, one of the villagers came to me and said, I'm going to test your religion by ensuring that someone who is sick in the community is healed your religion is truly from God.
Okay, okay.
Now, that's a very difficult thing.
I can imagine, yeah.
And now he arranged that we meet with this individual.
Yeah.
And I therefore had some doubts that there are times when we pray and
yeah,
God does not answer us immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm saying to God, God, this is not about
yes,
me.
Yes.
At this time, there is your name is at stake.
Njalo, njalo.
If you don't come through, it's you who's going to be disappointed.
That's right.
Not me.
That's right. Yeah.
Therefore, I went there. Of course, I would have doubts that is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? But interestingly enough, after we prayed, the person actually woke up.
Oh my God.
And instead of this person doubting that God is alive,
yeah,
this person now believed that God can perform miracles. And I must say, me also, I had doubts.
Yeah.
I was not very sure
yeah,
that it was going to happen.
Yes.
But I said to God, God, it is your call.
Yeah.
Therefore, make sure that you are not disappointed.
Yeah.
Therefore, doubt will always be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the way to deal with doubt is to bring it back to God.
Yeah.
Because you are not going to solve anything on your own.
That's
it
right.
It is God who will solve these things. And if you are doubting, don't doubt to a point of doubting God.
Yeah.
You can doubt to a point of saying, this may not happen.
Yeah.
But once you doubt God, you then revert to a status of a person who doesn't believe to
yeah,
God.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, man. So now, the part about learning now, Mfundisi, how do we learn how to, well, treat God in times of emotional struggle? We need to struggle. We're struggling emotionally. How do we trust God in those situations?
I think if I'm getting this question well, the question would actually take me back to the experiences of Job in the Bible.
Okay, okay.
Everything has been fine, and all of a sudden, you've lost your resources.
Yeah.
That is obviously going to cause panic.
Yeah.
And you are going to have psychological issues.
Yeah.
And you have lost your children. You are going to have anger, and you are now in the verge of losing your wife.
Yeah.
Therefore, how do you come back to God?
Yeah.
How do you trust God in that situation?
Mm.
Now, one thing that is important is that before you were in that position,
mm,
God has been with you.
Yeah.
That's the starting point. Yeah. The starting point is not where you are.
Okay.
The starting point is where you were.
Yes.
If God has been with you in good times,
yeah,
why wouldn't he be with you in bad times?
Okay, okay, okay.
Therefore, that's point number one. Point number two is that in bad times, you have lost control, while in good times, you had control. Now, if you are, if one reads the Bible well, the Bible says, put all your troubles, throw your troubles to me.
Okay.
I care.
Yeah.
Therefore, once you lose control, hand over control to God.
Okay.
Because if you are still in control,
yeah,
you are not going to achieve your goal.
Okay.
Because you have lost control already. It is like, it is like in the former Transkei.
Yeah.
When Matanzima lost to the general.
Yes, Bantu Wongi Oromisa.
When he lost to general, if Matanzima had continued to fight,
yeah,
while power had already gone,
yeah,
his life was in trouble.
Okay.
He would have been killed easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the power had already gone.
It was a coup d'etat. Yeah, yeah.
That's correct.
Mm.
Therefore, once you find yourself in that position in life that you've lost everything, you've lost confidence, therefore you are in that position, hand over to someone who's still powerful, and that someone is God.
Indeed, indeed, my goodness. Okay, we're in conversation with Mfundisi Ugwala, who's given us some perspective on taking care of our mental health as people. And this is something very crucial for any and everyone to understand and accept, that your mental health is not entirely dissimilar from your faith. And that's what Mfundisi Mzonzi Magwala is helping us, is chaperoning us through marrying the two, your mental health and your spiritual health. So Mfundisi, on my last two questions, and I'll let you go. How do negative experiences within our faith impact mental well-being?
This is a very good question, and I like it.
Mm.
The reason why I like it, it's because I, as a pastor, am a recipient of those negative things. And I also have the mental health that I need to take care of.
Okay.
Now, how have I navigated that space? The first thing that you look at is that your surrounding or the circumstances you find yourself at that time are not defining you.
Yeah.
Because once you are defined by that, by the circumstances you find yourself in, you are not going to move beyond those circumstances.
Yeah, yeah.
They must not define you. And the second one is that you must realize that there are things that are required for you to do in order to nurture these two things.
Yeah.
For nurturing your mental health, don't neglect the provisions that are there. We have psychologists. We have pastors that can help.
Yeah.
We have everyone that can do therapy. Don't neglect that. Faith is not going to replace those.
Mm.
Because some people think that if you have faith, it's going to replace. Faith indeed does perform miracles, but those miracles, when they are not performed all the way, there are things that you must do to ensure that your mental health is in place. Because you can be a pastor and suffer mentally,
yeah,
because you are not taking care of your mental health.
Yeah.
And one thing that is also important is that once you find yourself in that space, don't sit alone.
Okay.
Talk to others. Talk to your colleagues. Talk to your family.
Yeah.
Because the more you get into a depressive mode, it's the That's more right. you are not going to get assistance.
That's right.
Therefore, speak out
yeah.
when you find yourself in that situation.
Hey.
And the third one is that when you find yourself in that situation, acknowledge that I'm going through this.
Yeah.
Don't deny that there is something huge that you were not expecting that you are now experiencing.
Yeah, yeah.
Acknowledge that there is something And this something needs power beyond me.
Indeed, indeed. Oh, xesha limkile mfundisi. Let's end it right there on that note. But please, sukusishiya ungasithangazelanga mfundisi. Please pray for us before we part ways.
Thanks a lot. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our kind and loving Father, we want to thank you this afternoon that we can converge in this fashion and call upon your name. We are praying, dear Lord, for people who are stressed at this time due to work situations, due to family situations, and even personal situations. We are praying, dear Lord, for those who feel they are in a depressive mode and sometimes feel it's even useless to pray and they feel they can just do things on their own. I pray, dear Lord, that you can visit them, encourage them. Let them know, Lord, that you are still in control and you are able to change things in their lives.
Yeah.
And I pray, Lord, for all of us in this world to recognize you as our psychologist, as someone who can change the tide in our lives and make a difference in how we do things.
Yeah.
Bless the presenter of this session and bless everyone. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mfundisi, thank you ever so much for your time and your insights. I do hope that you and I can have a more extended conversation and perhaps we can recuperate our planned conversation, you and I. But that I'll call you after the show and see if we cannot resuscitate that. Mfundisi, is that okay, Mfundisi?
No, you can call me, Khadim.
Thank you. 13 minutes now before 3. Time for us now to part ways. Mpunis, prepare to have a wonderful day and Godspeed.
Thank you. Same to you. AWR.